Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Perek Chof Aleph, the 21st Perek of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. Now let's put ourselves in David's shoes for just a moment. David HaMelech is now a refugee from the king. The king has a price on his head. He's ran to Shmuel's place. Shmuel managed to put off Shaul from attacking him by Shaul being entranced by prophecy. But at this point in time, David HaMelech is clearly in the bad books of Shaul. Yonatan has ascertained that Shaul wants to kill him. Where would you go? What would you do? So this parak is going to be the story of two places David HaMelech tries to find refuge and not successfully so. He's going to have to return to his people after finding that these two places are not successful. The first place he goes is a place called Nov. He runs after Yonatan returns to the city. David runs to the city of Nov. The leader of Nov is a person called Ahimelech HaKohen. And Ahimelech comes out to meet him and he says, David, why are you alone? Why are you all by yourself? What's going on? So David says, Ahimelech, I'm a top secret mission. The king told me to do something very top secret. I can't even tell you. In fact, it was so top secret, I couldn't tell my accompaniment, my posse, where I was going. So I told them I'd meet them in another place and I need to just quickly drop off here. Just in the meantime, do you have like five or so loaves of bread so I can just bring it over to my men? So Ahimelech says, I'm terribly sorry, David, but in this town we don't have any bread which is not holy. And that means to say there's certain limitations of what you and your men can eat. David says, don't worry, we're all in a state of purity, and please just give us the bread. And he gives him this holy bread. Then David goes over and says, Ahimelech, I was in such a rush to fulfill this covert operation that I left my sword at home. You don't happen to have any weapons in Nov, do you? And Ahimelech says, well, we do happen to have one, and that is the sword of Goliath, who you killed. We left the sword over here. So David HaMelech says, that's great. There is no other sword like that. You can give it straight to me. And David HaMelech takes the sword. And unfortunately, we know, the narrator of Tanakh tells us, that in the background was a person who was from the Avdei Shaul, from the servants of Shaul, and his name was Doeg Ha'adomi. And he's one of the lead shepherds or leaders of Shaul's cabinet. We're going to see this is going to be an unfortunate point afterwards. David HaMelech immediately leaves Nov and runs the next place. He moves westwards to go towards the coastal plain towards the land of the Philistines, to the land of Achish, the king of Gat. Now these are actually David HaMelech's enemies. So he comes in and he as he walks in, he starts hearing people saying, hey, isn't that David, the one who the woman used to sing about? That, Shaul killed thousands, but David killed tens of thousands. And when David heard this, he started trembling. And he realized that he was in deep trouble. And so what he did was he pretended that he was... He'd lost his mind, and he pretended to act crazily. He started, dribbling on his beard and acting in a terrible way, hitting the gates and drawing on the walls, and like really looking like he'd lost his mind. And Achish says to his servants, look, this is he's the man Nebach. The man is not with it. Chasar mishugayim ki ani. Do I have I'm a king of a city. Do I need more mishuga people? Yeah, and he sends David out. Now, this is the end of the perek, short perek, two refuges which David is seeking. A few points to ponder when we're thinking about this perek. First of all, what is Nov? Where is Nov? What is the point of Nov? If we read the Mishnah in Zvachim at the end of the last perek, the Mishnah tells us that, in fact, although the perek doesn't say this explicitly, Nov is the seat of where the Aron is. That means to say that in the wake of the destruction of the Mishkan, which happened at the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, in the era of Eli, not too long ago, after that was destroyed and the Aron was returned, after its exile in the land of the Philistim, it came to Nov, which is a city which is fully of Kohanim. That's why they only had holy bread, because there were only Kohanim who lived there. That's what they were saying to David. In fact, there's a machlokes in the Radak, bringing two different opinions, as to what bread he actually got. One opinion is that he couldn't eat the truma, because the truma only belongs to Kohanim. So one opinion is that he ate the lachme toida, the bread that comes with the toida sacrifice, which could only be eaten in purity. There's another more radical opinion that he actually ate the lechem aponim. That means to say the show bread that belonged in the Mishkan, after it had performed its service, in certain cases could be given to a person who is a zara, a non-kohen. What circumstances? The Radak points out that David Melech was in a state of starvation. He was actually critically in danger of his life because he'd been on the road for so long. And in such a situation, there was a heter under certain circumstances in a state of tahara for a non-kohen to eat it. That goes to show you how deep the situation is. When returning to the sword, what in the world is the sword of Goliath doing in Nov? If you go back to Perek Yud Zayin, you'll actually notice that David HaMelech did stop off in Nov with the head of Goliath, which makes sense. He left the sword here, but why here? Why in other places? Was this the lost and property of all of Israel? So the Malbim says the reason is because this sword was a sword of bad luck. They believed in those days that if a person, the owner of a sword, was killed in action with that weapon, people would not use that, and so therefore it was kind of left and abandoned. Nobody wanted to use it, which is why it was ownerless. The Radak makes a point that it's actually the reason why it was here was because it was a zecher l'nes, because it was such an incredible miracle of David, this shepherd boy overcoming the giant of the Philistines. They kept it near the Mishkan as a sign. Look what Hashem did for Klal Yisrael. That's why it was here. That's why he was able to use it. What was David HaMelech really thinking when he's going to the Philistines? Does he really not know that they want to kill him and that he's killed so many of them? So the Malbim suggests that when he first went there, he went to tell him the truth, and he said, look, I used to be Shaul's servant, but Shaul's trying to kill me. Let's make an alliance. We both hate the same person, or we're both being persecuted by the same person who's Shaul. And when David HaMelech saw that the people were recounting that song that the ladies would play when he came back from war, that Shaul only killed the thousands and David killed the tens of thousands, he realized that they weren't buying his story, meaning they were saying, how could it be that Shaul is threatening David? We know David is the more powerful of the two. And therefore, when David realized that, then he said, ooh, by Shana's Tamoy, he had to change his tune. And that's when he started pretending to be mad. Why didn't Achish just kill him, you know, just in case? Meaning, like, just take an insurance measure, just slaughter him and put him in prison, just in case he really isn't mad. So Rashi tells us that there was a bit of a background over here. And the reason is that, in fact, Achish's wife and own daughter were people who had went out of their mind. And so coming from that background, Achish was so drawn thin. He was he had so many negative experiences in his own home for this, which is why he reacted to David in such a way, which is a miracle. In fact, it is worthwhile when learning this perek in Tanakh to read the particular Mizmor in Tehillim which David HaMelech wrote about this experience. For homework today, if everybody could take a look at Tehillim Lamedala, the 34th parak of Tehillim. It starts off with David b'shanasos tamoi lifnei Avimelech vaygar sheil v'alach. It is when David changed his tune in front of, or changed his normal way, mode of operation in front of Avimelech. Avimelech is the name of the Philistine king. His name, real name, was Achish, but Avimelech is the name which goes throughout the generations, like Pharaoh. So it would be interesting to take a look at this. It's a mizmor which we're actually quite familiar with. It appears in the Shabbos Pesukah de Zimra, and see what the emotions David HaMelech is experiencing after having gone into the jaws of the lion and being able to escape. With that, we close today. Looking forward to continuing tomorrow. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.